here's a story from The World.
Even before the pandemic, we had a loneliness epidemic here in the U.S. and in lots of other countries. Loneliness is more than just a feeling. It can actually damage your physical health. 4 years ago, the U.K. launched a national strategy to address loneliness. The program became even more important when COVID led to so much social isolation. From London, Sophie Codner has our story.
On a Wednesday afternoon, inside a church-turned-dance club, a disco ball twirls over a room flooded with people. Some are dancing, some are drinking tea out of vintage china cups. Everyone is dressed up and looking posh.
I've got on my posh scarf and my 100-years-old posh jacket and my dancing shoes, because that's what I'll be doing. Somebody told me this morning, they were walking behind me, they said, "You look like a teenager." And I said, "Do I? That's not bad for nearly 78, is it?" Brilliant.
This is the Posh Club, a weekly party for England's oldest residents.
The oldest guests we had, they were 111.
For just £5, clubgoers enjoy cabaret performances and unlimited servings of tea, coffee, and sandwiches.
I'm having nice sandwiches and really enjoying it.
This is 85-year-old Sylvia Pfeiffer. She wears a sparkly silver sweater that matches her short hair.
Very nice.
Pfeiffer heard about the Posh Club after her husband passed away from the coronavirus in 2020. The grief was almost more than she could bear.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't want to live. I really didn't. I used to go to bed at night and think, oh, if only I could not wake up in the morning. You know, very, very lonely.
Like many older folks in the UK, Pfeiffer went to her doctor seeking help.
I'm seeing a lot of the fallout, you know, clinically from people who have been lonely during the pandemic.
Dr. Radha Modgil is a general practitioner in London. Like Pfeiffer's doctor, she's also an advocate for social prescriptions, which aim to treat loneliness like the health risk that it is.
Loneliness really does impact our mental health, our emotional health, and our physical health if it's chronic.
Loneliness has been proven to increase the risk of dementia, heart disease, and stroke.
And I think research now is showing that chronic loneliness can be as bad for your health as smoking 10 to 15 cigarettes a day.
As part of the UK's campaign to combat loneliness, people are being prescribed social activities. Social prescribing aims to address the root cause of loneliness by integrating a person's social needs into their medical plan. In England, social prescriptions are delivered to patients by a link worker. That's a unique role funded by the National Health Service. There are now over 1,000 of them across England, and more are being trained every day.
And that's really helpful as a clinician to have the link worker to send someone to who can actually spend the time and has the resources and has the information to signpost people onto the right activities for them.
Patients are prescribed activities that align with their interests and needs. Pfeiffer was prescribed the Posh Club because she loves dancing. Others may try art classes, athletic clubs, financial services, or language courses.
The key is really is looking at an individual and working with them as a person as opposed to a kind of templated approach. And I think that's why it works really well.
In the United States, on the other hand, social prescriptions are far less common. It's more likely that rather than a referral to the Posh Club, Pfeiffer would have heard something like,
"Take this pill and go home."
Dr. Carla Perry-Sinoto is a geriatrician at the University of California, San Francisco. She said that often, loneliness is treated in the same way as depression.
But loneliness is not a clinical diagnosis. It doesn't have the same biological basis like we have with depression, where it's a neurochemical imbalance. We're forgetting about the social aspects of our lives that are non-medication related that we need to address.
Perry-Sinoto hopes more doctors in the U.S. will consider social prescribing. Small-scale studies have pointed to its effectiveness in reducing loneliness. Anecdotally, doctors and patients across the UK praise the practice.
I never envisaged that I would feel so strong about meeting people, and I love it.
For Sylvia Pfeiffer, a social prescription to the Posh Club has been life-changing, though not a total cure.
When you open that door and there's no one there and you've had a lovely, lively afternoon and then you come back, you know, to an empty flat, I do miss him terribly.
Luckily, those moments of feeling alone without her husband don't last long. Pfeiffer made a friend at the Posh Club who lives nearby.
And we're like sisters almost.
Now, Pfeiffer goes shopping or grabs a cup of tea nearly every day with her new friend, Elaine.
Being thrust on your own is very difficult. It was difficult. But, you know, when Elaine phones up and says, where we're going tomorrow. It's brilliant.
England's National Health Service plans to refer about 1 million people to social prescriptions by 2024. For The World, I'm Sophie Codner in London.
From PRX.